Cassandra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, first off, can you talk us through what... I'll just say WASO stands for the West Australian Symphony Orchestra. I think it's a bit of a mouthful, so WASO is a good way to refer to it. Can you tell us what the Crescendo program entails?
So, WASO's Crescendo program is an El Sistema-inspired music education program. So, it's a free music education program that we are delivering to two primary schools in the Kwinana area. So for your listeners who are perhaps not so familiar with Perth and Western Australia, Kwinana is about 35 kilometres south of the city of Perth. It's really an industrial heartland, and a lot of the students in this area live with disadvantage. So the purpose of El Sistema Inspired programs is really to work with students who live in disadvantaged circumstances or considered at risk, and use music as a tool to teach them social skills and life skills. And as you mentioned at the top of the story, we're seeing some really fantastic outcomes and benefits of the program already.
Yeah, and what are some of those?
So what we're finding is definitely from the kids' perspective, just an enjoyment of coming to school. They're really enthusiastic about their music. So great listening skills, concentration skills, the ability to work together in a group environment because the lessons are all group-based. So the structure of the program, we start all students in pre-primary, which for here in WA is the first full-time year of compulsory schooling, which is just before year one. So every year group in pre-primary joins the program, and we're currently teaching all pre-primaries to year four. So all classrooms receive a vocal music lessons, so the kind of primary focus is vocal studies, which we talk about being the kids' inbuilt instrument, your voice. And the older kids in the program, our year fours, have just moved on to violins as well, and they're learning in groups of about four to five in each class. So what we're finding is that the kids are learning really terrific skills around working in that group environment, supporting each other and encouraging each other. And with that encouragement and support, also learning to give things a go. And I think everybody can relate to that, that whole notion of your hesitance to try something different or to take a risk. And for us to create a supportive environment for kids to do that is really teaching them an important life skill.
Yeah, and it sounds like one of those great programs that, you know, gets kids together and teaches them social skills and how to work in groups. But what do you think is the benefit of, you know, classical music in all of this?
Oh, look, there are a lot of international studies that talk about the benefits of music education on the development of the brain. It just can't be denied the positive impact that exposure to music from a young age and an appreciation or learning using music as a tool has on a child's emotional and social and mental development. And certainly for us, only 4 years after the program has developed, to see that the schools are reporting back increased NAPLAN scores. You know, our program is one strategy towards improving those NAPLAN skills, but really importantly for us, and something that I place great pride and value on, if you like, is actually the ACER results, which is an index here which measures social-emotional well-being. And so, again, just to remind listeners that this is talking about working with children who live with disadvantage. And so, from my perspective, to create a program where the kids are feeling more positive about themselves and about their schooling experiences and the environment that they're learning in, that's a really fantastic outcome.
Yeah, and what has been the response of families in the Kwinana area to this program?
It's been terrific. I think that for many, it's fair to say they didn't know who WASO were before we started this program in their community. They didn't know necessarily much about classical music or a symphony orchestra. And one of the lovely things that we had reported on in this article recently was teachers saying that they ordinarily don't have a very good return rate for permission slips for excursions, but they find with our WASO excursions that the forms come back quickly, and we've got parents volunteering to come on the programs as well. And the excursions that we offer is to bring all the kids up to Perth City to see the full symphony orchestra perform at the concert hall. And for a lot of the kids, especially the PP kids and their first year in the program, that's their first time to Perth City. And the value of that really is extending music to be more than just a subject at school. It's an experience that the kids have. It's an experience that families, some parents, are sharing with their kids as well. And so the conversation is one that can be taken outside the school environment, and it's shared learning. What is an orchestra? What do they play? What are the instruments? And I think it also just makes it more fun.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a great program. I wish something like this was around when I was at school.
Yeah, that's exactly right, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you think is the future for the Crescendo program? Are you looking to expand or anything like that?
In an ideal world, we would love to roll this out to other schools. I think what we're doing is our focus right now is to be teaching every single child at our two schools. So by 2020, we will be teaching every year group from pre-primary to year six. I mentioned earlier that our older students in the program are on violins. We're going to introduce some of the lower strings, so violas and cellos as well, for the kids to learn. And we will build a community string orchestra with the students from both schools. My plan then is to help facilitate ongoing music learning for them as they move into high school. But we certainly feel that, with the outcomes that we're seeing now and the positive response to the program from the community and the schools and kids, it's definitely we're building a template that we could look to grow the program further. So, yeah, it's a big undertaking for an orchestra, but it's a program that we're enormously proud of.
Yeah, well, hopefully it can keep on keeping on. Cassandra, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.